We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, here we go. You've heard of Survive in Advance. Well, we just have Survivor. This is NCAA, March Madness, NCAA Tournament, whatever, Survivor. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Jody Biasi, and Josh Schmidt. We're all going to do this. Jeremy White actually started us off. So here's how the game is going to work. There are 32 teams playing today in the NCAA Tournament. 16 games. Only teams today... our teams in our Survivor contest. Tomorrow we can do the 32 other teams that are playing in the first round. I still call it the first round. I don't care what anybody else calls it. I don't care what the official name is. It's the first round today.
I think it is back to being officially the first round. But there was a stupid five-year period where they tried to pretend that this was the second round.
Yeah. How ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to start and go around. And I think I did this correctly mathematically. I actually wanted you to be the person to have the final call, Joe. I wanted you to be like, when there's two left, you got to eliminate one to come up with a consensus, okay?
Okay.
So I think mathematically, the way it works is since we have 31 teams remaining, since Jeremy already eliminated Dayton, I'm going to start. And then we'll go to Josh and then you. I think that's how it's got to go. But either way, we can pivot as we go. And I reserve the right to pivot if we have to do that, okay? All right. So Jeremy... has already eliminated Dayton.
Dayton
is out. We can't root for Dayton today. All right? And Jeremy, for whatever reason, he wanted to eliminate Dayton. That's what he did. What was it? What was the reason?
He said
they beat Syracuse in the tournament.
They beat Syracuse in the tournament, which was not the reason I would have picked them, which is I hate the first four, and the first four is always in Dayton.
Yeah, that's right. Well, good. You guys both actually picked the same team. All right?
Yep.
I'm going to start off with a whale. I'm going to start with a big one here. I'm going to eliminate North Carolina. I'm tired of North Carolina. They ACC, blue blood. Who wants to see North Carolina advance all the time except North Carolina fans, right?
Right.
I mean, I have nothing against specifically like the school itself, but I'm tired of getting all the love for North Carolina when, look, Syracuse beat you this year, all right? Syracuse beat North Carolina. I don't even think they are good enough to win the national championship. They'll probably win today, but I'm not going to root for them today. So I am eliminating North Carolina.
All right. Coming in hot with
Josh,
a big
you're up.
One. That's
yes.
Interesting. I'm going to go a little off the board here. I'm going to eliminate BYU simply because I do not like Zach Wilson.
And that's Does BYU play today?
They do. They play at the second game, 12:40 against Duquesne.
Okay, good. Whew, good. Okay, good. I missed them on my sheet. Thank you.
They were
Thank
on
you.
My board, too, because they always have 28-year-old centers that have been playing college basketball for 12 years.
I love it. Yeah, that's a good point.
All right.
Joe, you're next.
I'm going to be short and sweet and simple here. I'm going to pick Kentucky because John Calipari is a snake.
Yes. All right. I like that. I like Kentucky. Okay, next up for me, where am I going to go? Who really can root for a team named McNeese? Is it McNeese State or is it McNeese? I don't even know anymore.
McNeese State, yeah.
Sometimes these ones have state in their name, and then they don't have state in their name. Memphis used to be Memphis State, now it's just Memphis. But I get confused by that, and I don't really need to root for a team named McNeese because it's just... I don't know. How does that sound? Go McNeese. No, I don't like that. Let's say McNeese is out. I just don't like the way that feels.
All right.
Josh, you're up.
I'm going to go with the Drake Bulldogs. There's too many Bulldogs in this tournament. I just I don't know. And I don't like their logo. Like, I like the Samford logo. Like, that's a cool Bulldog logo. I don't like Drake's.
You're right. If we're comparing Bulldog logos, Samford is definitely better than Drake's. We'll probably get to Samford, though, I'm guessing.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I found this interesting because I thought the name of the school, Drake, would keep it in the tournament longer for our survivor because of Drake, the singer.
Although Drake, you know, the last thing we all want is Drake, who has to suddenly become a fan of any team that's winning.
Uh-huh.
If Drake goes on a Cinderella story, he's going to try to claim it as his own, even though he's like a Kentucky fan. Okay, that was actually on my board. So I am next going to go with Kansas. Kansas has won enough, and it's a big blue blood program. Listen, your football team's starting to become good, too. You don't get to be good at two sports. Get out of here, Kansas.
I like that. Kansas is gone. Kansas, by the way, they could actually get upset in the first round. They had some injuries they're dealing with, so we'll see where that goes with Kansas. All right, you mentioned them a little while ago. I mean, do we really need the confusion between Samford and Stanford in this NCAA tournament? I mean, Samford, Stanford, right? They sound the same. I think they both have red, I think. So I'm going to eliminate Samford because I just don't like the fact that it's too much like Stanford, and I don't want people to get confused. I'm eliminating Samford out of my bracket.
Well,
Josh,
the Bulldogs didn't last very long. I'm going to go with...
There is another Bulldog.
Let's see. There is another Bulldog, but you know what? I'm going to do it just because you said it. I'm going to go with Gonzaga. They get away with too much. 25 wins? Like, what conference are you playing in? Like, that's insane. Or what league? Like, it's just...
Join a real conference.
Yeah,
Gonzaga.
Yeah. Get some real competition, and then we'll talk. Like, you're a 5 seed, and I just... No.
All right, I'm going to pick...
At least did you say it right? At least you said Gonzaga. They're called Gonzaga. The Zags, but it is Gonzaga.
That's stupid, too. That's why they should be eliminated. All right, I'm gonna eliminate Texas here because I need Adonai Mitchell and Xavier Worthy as locked in and focused. I need to eliminate all distractions as they prep for the NFL draft. The last thing I need is their alma mater winning, going deep in the tournament. Get Texas out of here.
Midwest region, 7 seed Texas out. They play against Colorado State. All right, I am going to just go against Akron here and eliminate them simply because they are in the MAC against UB, and you know UB didn't make it, and UB didn't have a good year this year, so I'm just going to eliminate the MAC team. I know that's probably, people are going, why would you do that? You should keep them around. We want the MAC to win. No, I don't. I don't really have any love for Akron whatsoever. If UB was in there, I would totally not eliminate them, but I'm going to eliminate Akron off this, and plus they're called the Zips. The Zips. It's a pretty cool name, but I could have. All right, the Akron Zips are gone. They're out of here.
The Zips are gone.
You're zipping out of here.
That was my next pick simply because of their name. Like the Zips, what is that? Like, come on now. That's
It's a
better
kangaroo, isn't it?
That doesn't make any sense. Be the Akron Jacks or something like that. Then
or the Akron Joey's. Kangaroos.
Right.
Kangaroos. That would have been good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Mississippi State for my next pick, just simply because Michigan State's my team, and you know don't want to see them lose. Probably shouldn't have said that now. Now they're going
to
be gone.
Now that we know Michigan State's your team, I think they just went higher on our board to eliminate them.
What's funny is it doesn't matter because that was going to be my next pick anyway. I was going to pick Michigan State. Tom Izzo, settle down. Sit on the bench and watch the game and coach from the bench. Guy is always running around and screaming, and he's shoving his own players too once in a while, which is way over the line. Tom Izzo, Michigan State, get out of here.
I like it. Yeah, I would eliminate them fairly quickly as well. Guys, I'm going to eliminate South Dakota State. South Dakota State. They are. Let me see where they're playing here.
What do they ever do?
Right. Anyway? Well, here's what it's what they don't do. It's South Dakota. What is in South Dakota? I mean, can you even name the? Do you guys know the capital of South Dakota?
Oh, I used to be amazing at capitals, and I don't even. Is it Billings? No, that's Montana.
No,
that's not even the capital of Montana.
It's Pierre, South Dakota.
Never would have got
That's
there.
That's the
capital. I never
would have
got there.
Right, so therefore, South Dakota State, plus they're playing Paul Hamilton's Iowa State team, I'm eliminating South Dakota State, the East Region number 15 seed.
I'm going with St. Peter's next. The Peacocks have had too much of the limelight lately. Like, yeah, cool, you had a cool story last year, but hey, get out of here.
Yep. All right.
Next Cinderella story, let's go.
All right, I am going to go with another 15 seed. I'm going to go with Long Beach State because their nickname is Beach.
No!
Long Beach State.
I thought you would keep them because of that.
It's any form of creativity whatsoever.
But what about the story with the coach? He's coaching for free. That's the guy that got fired.
Remember that guy that got fired and then they got into the tournament?
He's a scab. Get out. Long Beach State.
That's amazing. The Long Beach State Beach. Yeah, you go to their profile page. It says it right there. Long
also, they're not going to win anyway. Beach. We don't want to be rooting for a 15 seed just to be. We know 99% we're probably going to be let down.
Long Beach State is out. All right, so I know this is going to be a very not popular pick with my good friend Tim Benz. I'm eliminating Duquesne.
The Dukes.
Can they at least spell their name right?
Duquesne.
I mean, Duquesne. I mean, this is not. It's D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-E.
Yeah.
Like, nobody, if you can't spell the name of the school correctly on the bracket, you need to be eliminated from the bracket. I'm eliminating Duquesne.
It almost looks like it should be, it's like a French word, which would be pronounced differently. Like Duquesne or something like that. Duquesne.
Right.
Like, I don't think they're pronouncing it right in any language.
We were at the Sabres game like a couple weeks ago, and the name Desjardins, like what? It's all the same, and you say it differently, right?
Right.
Like Derek Roy, but Patrick Wah.
Yep.
Right. So it depends on, you know, how you want to say it, which is fine. I don't want to care about that with Duquesne, so I'm going to get him out of here.
All right. Josh,
I'm going to go with. Let's go with Nevada. I don't know why. I just don't like their logo. Like it looks kind of blah. And like the Nevada Wolf Pack. Like there's already a couple other Wolf Packs.
I got a reason for you too. The Nevada sports fans had a pretty darn good couple of years here with the Golden Knights, and they're getting teams in every sport. They don't need a good college team too. I'm gonna go with.
We got. Wait. By the way, our Twitter feeds. People are having fun with this as well. I'm getting. GIFs, one of North Carolina.
Yeah.
Somebody said, people are mad at me about North Carolina. We got somebody tell me rubber is made in Akron, the Zips. Shoe manufacturer, tell me all about the Zips and why we should not eliminate them. This is fun. Thank you. We appreciate that. All right. What was the last one? I'm sorry. Who was the last one eliminated?
Last one was Nevada.
Nevada, thank you. Yeah, you guys made some good points.
I feel bad for doing this because I'm kind of reaching into the past to eliminate this team, but I'm going to go with Arizona here because Sean Miller was one of the most unlikable coaches, I think, in college basketball. There were FBI probes into Sean Miller for some of the things that he was doing. Also, would sweat through shirts like no coach I've ever seen in my life. I know he's not the coach anymore, but I can't look at Arizona without being reminded of Sean Miller, so I want Arizona out.
Arizona eliminated. I think we're down to, we got like 20. We'll do a couple more here, and then we'll get into our final, you know, whatever that might be for today. Final four, maybe final six for today. Boy, this is tough. Where am I looking here? Where am I looking? What do I want to do?
It's getting, you're running out of reasons to hate teams.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, like, I don't need a reason. I'm just going to eliminate Oakland. They're just Oakland, right? Oakland, the Raiders. Now, if you don't know, Oakland is also the area where University of Pittsburgh plays. It's called Oakland, so they call it the Oakland Zoo, which is confusing. So this isn't Pittsburgh. This is Oakland out west, I think. And Oakland, unfortunately, is probably also losing their football team after they just lost their baseball team.
They already lost their football team.
They already lost their football team. They're going to lose their baseball team, and today they lose their basketball team in NCAA Survivor on WGR.
I think
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm just checking something real quick. This will be, I think, a further reason to eliminate them. Okay, Oakland University plays.
Wait, am I wrong?
In Auburn Hills, Michigan.
There you go. See, I didn't even know. I thought it was Oakland out in the California.
Yeah, they're not even really Oakland. They're Michigan. Oakland, Michigan. Get out of here.
What a horrible job on my part to not even know where Oakland was located. I thought it was in Oakland, California. I knew it wasn't Oakland in Pennsylvania.
But see, this is the reason. What just happened to you is the reason they need to be eliminated, because they are misleading America for the next couple of days.
Yes. My apologies to everybody who knew that my geography was wrong. But at the same time, I bet you a lot of people listening are just learning this for the first time.
Yeah. Josh, you're up.
I'm going to go with, in the same vein here, do either of you guys know where Creighton University is?
Yes, I do.
I'm not sure.
It's in Nebraska, I believe.
It's in Omaha, Nebraska, and the road that it's like leading up to the university is called California Plaza. So it's like, first of all, where is Creighton? Second of all, you're in Omaha, and then your street that's going through the center of your campus is California? Like, come on. No, get out of here.
All right.
So Creighton, by the way, whose coach's last name is McDermott, Greg McDermott.
Either of you have a problem with Staten Island in general? Is there a reason I should not like Staten Island?
I don't really have a problem with Staten Island.
Right. I don't hear great things.
I can today if you want me to.
You know, Wagner, 16 seed. We're going to get rid of Wagner. Yeah. They are from Staten Island. I guess I don't need to hate them because of the Staten Island part of it. Big city team. They're not, and you know, we don't need to pick a team at the end here that isn't going to win. So let's get Wagner out.
Who's the most famous Wagner? Robert Wagner, actor.
Robert Wagner, the actor, is who? That is.
He was in Heart to Heart. If you ever saw that.
Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, Robert. Towering Inferno, a lot of those like 80s and 70s movies. He was in the Austin Powers trilogy.
I still see him in movies, and he's 94.
I assumed he wasn't even alive. I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, he's the number one ranker.com. This is funny. This site, they just rank things. Number one all time on ranker.com for the most famous Wagners is Robert Wagner. So there you go.
Yeah, see? There you go. All right. We got 10 left. We'll come back. We'll do it. We'll eliminate till we get to one team we're going to root for today in the NCAA tournament. WGR's Extra Point Show Survivor. All right. Let's get connected with our fans, because we had a few people tweet in about the most famous Wagners. Eric says Richard Wagner, a famous classical music composer, probably the goat of Wagners. And Carl, Onus Wagner, right? How could we forget Onus Wagner? Thank you very much for all of that. That's getting connected with our fans. And every time we do that, it is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, Josh Schmidt. We have 10 teams left in our NCAA Survivor. Let me run through the final 10. Morehead State, Illinois, Oregon, South Carolina, Colorado State, Iowa State, NC State, Texas Tech, Tennessee, and Washington State. We are eliminating them one by one based on whatever the heck we want, and getting to one final team we are all going to root for today. I will start with the final 10, and I'm going to go right to the Illinois Fighting Illini. Guys, a couple reasons here. Number one, get your own damn colors, all right? You have Syracuse colors, you have Auburn colors. I'm sick of seeing and getting confused by who's who out there. Secondly, have you looked at the football coaches on their side of who they've had? Ron Zook, Lovie Smith, Brett Bielema? Yeah, lots of reasons for me to eliminate Illinois right here. I should have done it earlier.
All right. I'm going to go with NC State next, simply because they play in Raleigh. Mm. You know who else plays in Raleigh? The Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah,
never, ever forget
it.
2006.
Love it.
Good, good, good. Good on you, Josh.
I am going to go next with 11 seed Oregon. Kick them out because one of the famous NBA, maybe not too famous, but Dylan Brooks went to Oregon, alumni from there. He is the most annoying NBA player in the sport. There is so much trash talk from this dude that he doesn't back up, and he went to Oregon, so I'm kicking Oregon out.
My brother's really mad now. He went to Oregon. He's an Oregon Ducks fan. He texted me the other night when they got in. He's like, quack, quack. That's a reason, though, right? That every time Oregon wins, my brother literally texts me the word quack.
That would be annoying.
That happens.
Yeah.
I am going to eliminate Morehead State. All right? If I'm correct here, I think Phil Simms went to Morehead State. Like, that's where he went to college.
Okay.
And I know that's a football reference here, but I don't really have any reason to like or dislike them in basketball. They do nothing for me. Morehead State, yeah, I mean, what even seed are they? I have to look at where they're playing today. I have not much of a chance to win, I don't think.
They're a 14. So that's
tough. There you go. So you know what? Morehead State will. Plus, I think, like, looking at all the ones on here. Yeah, okay. I'm going to eliminate Morehead State here. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Washington State next. There are far too many Wildcat, you know, mascots and things like that. I looked up how many Wildcat mascots there are in college sports, and it takes three scrolls on the page to get through all of them. I mean, there's got to be like 40 mascots here. Just get unique. Figure something else out.
All right. I'm going to go with... All right, you know what, Hamilton? Your guys are out. Iowa State. Gone. Gone from the tournament.
Wow.
Kick them out.
I thought that was going to make it to the end.
I don't have a reason. So I don't dislike Paul or anything. Just, you know, we don't. He doesn't want us on the bandwagon. That's his thing, right? Like he wants to be the guy to puff his chest out when Iowa State wins it all. He doesn't need us for that.
I like it. All right. Next up for me, I'm going to go with Colorado State. They were in the first four. They had their little bit of shine. Don't need them really shining up, you know, the rest here. Colorado State, nice job. I like the fact that they, you know, kind of did what they did to Virginia. But if I have to choose between the two Colorado schools, Colorado or Colorado State, I'm going to choose Colorado. So therefore, I don't like Colorado State as much. So I'm going to eliminate the Colorado State Rams.
We're getting towards the end here, aren't we?
Yeah, I think
yeah. Primetime doesn't coach them; he coaches Colorado.
There's like what four teams left eliminated. At this point?
Are we at four?
We are down to our final three.
Final three. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
South Carolina, Texas Tech, and Tennessee. I'm done. This is you, Josh, and then Joe gets to choose the final team we're going to root for today.
Okay.
Let's go with. I'm between two here. Let's go with Texas Tech. I don't know. I don't know what Raiders. It is about them, but like. If you're the Red Raiders, have a cooler logo. Like you have just two T's stacked on top of each other. Like, get better. I don't know. I've been saying that a lot, but like, it's just, you know.
Can I give you a really good reason to eliminate them?
Yes. Oh,
Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. I didn't even think about that. There it is. Yep. That's the top reason.
All right. So I am picking who we're rooting
this
for
is it,
between
Joe.
Tennessee and Washington State.
No, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Washington State was already eliminated.
Washington State was already.
It's down to two, Joe. It's up to you. Whichever one you choose here.
So South Carolina,
Tennessee, or South Carolina. That is who we, as a extra point show group, will root for today in the NCAA tournament.
Whew. All right. I am going to eliminate. All right, I have a good reason for why I'm going to eliminate one of these teams. I just want to triple check that I'm right on the record before I say it. I am going to eliminate South Carolina. The reason in which I am doing that is they're probably going to win the women's tournament. They are South Carolina on the women's side is undefeated, 32-0, and are minus money to win the whole thing. Like they are favored over the field. So they've probably already got a lot of happiness coming their way on the other side. And Nashville is my favorite city to visit. And I know Tennessee University is not in Nashville. I think it's in Knoxville.
It's Knoxville, yeah.
But close enough. I love
Johnny Knoxville. Did you ever watch
Johnny Knoxville?
Jackass?
I wasn't really into those, but I enjoyed them. It was enough. Okay. But I love the state of Tennessee. I love going there. So I am going to pick the Volunteers as our team to root for. And there are two seeds, so you get a pretty good shot here.
That's right. This Tennessee Volunteers. Peyton Manning's team. What other Tennessee Volunteers can we get? Peerless Price.
Yep.
Tennessee.
All-time NBA players, I'm trying to think of, that went to Tennessee. Bernard King went to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. There's not really a long line of famous NBAers or basketball players, though. Like...
The only issue is we got to wait till 9:20 tonight to root for them.
Ooh, I think
they play
just,
a late game.
Did I just make a critical mistake because I just picked a conflict against the Sabre game?
No, I think it's good. You're already staying up to watch the Sabres game. I could look at it both ways.
That's fair. Grant Williams.
Go Tennessee. You know what? You know who's going to really like that? Maddie Glab went to Tennessee.
There you go. They have good colors.
There you go.
I like their colors.
And they're orange.
Orange.
And you know what?
White.
I do like Tennessee. I like the checkerboard, the end zone, the ends of the court are checkerboard.
Yeah.
I'm with this. Let's go Tennessee Volunteers today. Thanks for playing along, NCAA Survivor. All right, we have Ben Ostro coming up next. Now, Ben is with Football Zebras, and we're going to talk about the new rules proposals for the NFL that are on the table at the owners' meetings coming up next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.